Hello out there, podcast lad, and welcome back to Spoilers, the movie review podcast where your hosts have lots of opinions but zero credentials. I am your host, Hollywood. I'm joined by my two regular guests, Adam and Maestro. Introduce yourselves.
Hey, guys.
Greetings.
Today, you're in for a treat. This is a special bonus episode where we actually watch a good movie. As opposed to our normal format where we watch a bad movie. Adam's already... Yeah. Well, it's good in the eyes of critics. So
It's not a bad movie.
Okay.
To me, this was a movie. It just happened.
Uh-huh.
And let's move on.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wasn't like, oh my God, this is great. But I wasn't like, that really sucked. It was like, okay. I watched the movie.
The audience must be wondering what movie it is. It is 2006's The Prestige.
Mm.
Directed by Christopher Nolan. Starring Hugh Jackman. Who I'm going to guess is going to be called Wolverine.
Yep.
Adam.
Wolverine versus Batman.
Christian Bale's Batman. Scarlett Johansson. Are you going to call her Black Widow?
Okay. Or you call her Lucy.
Michael Caine. Are you going to call him Alfred?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Alfred, too.
Yeah.
David Bowie is David Bowie.
Yeah.
Andy Serkis, who is David Bowie's assistant. Do you know who Andy Serkis is?
No.
He does all the motion capture stuff. He was Gollum. He was the ape
in
Planet of the Apes, Caesar. And Rebecca Hall. Who's married to Christian Bale in the movie, Sarah.
Yeah.
You don't love me today. Let me do a brief synopsis. Two stage magicians engage in competitive one-upmanship in an attempt to create the ultimate stage illusion. Now, the reason we're doing this movie is it was a request from our user in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a couple movies for us to review, and we did one already. It was Repo Men.
Right.
So he wanted us to watch The Prestige, give our opinions on the movie. Which is what we're
I was excited when I saw Prestige on the list because I remember liking it. But then as I was watching, I'm like, no, this isn't the one I liked. The Illusionist is the one that I
with
liked.
Edward Norton.
I like that one more than I like this one.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Okay. Maestro, have you ever seen The Prestige before?
Of course, yeah. Okay. I have it on Blu-ray.
Ooh, this movie is the reason why The Dark Knight. It took 5 years for The Dark Knight to come out after the success of Batman Begins.
Is that right? He was making this.
Because
5 years to make.
Well, no. This is what happened. Iron Man came out and it was a hit.
Yeah.
So 2 years later, we had Iron Man 2, and then 2 years later, we had Iron Man 3. It usually takes about 2 years for a big sequel to come out.
Okay.
It took 5 years to go from Batman Begins to The Dark Knight because at the end of Batman Begins, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
He flips the card over and it's a Joker card. So he's setting up the Joker for the next one.
Mm.
So everybody's like asking him, oh, what are you going to do with the sequel? We want to see the Joker. Well, actually, I'm making a movie about magicians who are rivals. And everyone's like, what? You're not giving me Batman yet? No, you're going to have to wait a while to see Batman.
Wow.
And it paid off because that movie was badass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got chills again.
He uses the same cast. So I felt like this was like a weird Batman movie.
Okay.
Because it had Christian Bale. Right. Had Michael Caine. Actually, that's it. But if you watch Inception,
that's
a better analogy.
I love when people do that. Like, oh, Johnny Depp always does movies when he's cutting hair. Because Edward Scissorhands and the Barbershop movie or whatever.
Oh, Sweeney Todd.
Yeah. All right. You cannot say he's always doing haircutting movies.
He does any movies.
Yeah, but I've heard people say that. Like, oh, he's always doing that kind of stuff with hair. Like, what? No. There was two movies he did out of his whole career.
Out of 60 roles.
He's always a pirate, you know? No, he did a series of pirate movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a pirate 4 times out of 60.
Right, exactly. It'd be more accurate to say he's always doing Tim Burton movies. And they're like, okay.
That's a higher percentage.
I'll give you a little bit of that, but still, he's done a lot of other things.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would Bruce Willis's be?
Bruce Willis, he's always getting in trouble in buildings.
Okay.
I would say he's always either on one side of the law.
Okay. Well, he's always shooting shit up. That's a really high percentage.
Until death becomes her.
Who's your boy, Maestro? I've always wondered that.
I mean, actually kind of
I'm
torn,
Kurt
really.
Russell, Adam's Bruce Willis.
I think the closest you came to saying was Harrison Ford. I think that was
really?
Closest to your boy.
Yeah, so I want to find a killer of my wife. And, I didn't kill her. And,
get off my plane.
Huh. I liked him in the Indiana Jones series because it was just really badass movie. But then I came thinking about it. It wasn't just Harrison Ford that made it awesome. It was literally just the movie itself.
So it was a well-done movie, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of taking my idea back about being Harrison Ford fan because it was just a great movie. Or movies.
Right.
So I'm thinking I'm going to something else.
Oh, he's got that in Star Wars, and then what?
Fugitive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fugitive, that was a good one.
Who's getting The Fugitive?
Yeah.
There's a movie where
it's sort of kick-acidness and whatnot.
Air Force One?
Right.
Keep on going.
I don't know. I'm not a Harrison Ford fan.
12 Nights in Paris or 12 Days and 4 Nights. He was...
Oh, 40 Days, 40 Nights, something like that.
He was piloting a plane.
With Anna Heche.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The plane goes down.
Who was to marry David Schwimmer. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. At the end of the show, I'll have my answer. How about that?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Cool.
Hugh Jackman.
No.
So, Adam.
Yeah.
You prefer the Illusionist and The Prestige came out around the same time.
Yeah. That happens a lot with movies, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, this is like the Paul Blart and then Observant Report. Like,
yeah.
When a movie comes out, the studio's like, hey, let's try to catch that.
Well, no, it's earlier because the scripts, the writer of The Prestige was Christopher Nolan's brother. What's his name? David Nolan, I think. Jonathan Nolan.
Okay.
Jonathan Nolan wrote the script. They both wrote it, actually. So studios are hearing, oh, I hear that they're making a magician movie. Oh, shit, we need a magician movie.
Okay.
That's why you have Armageddon and Deep Impact coming out around the same time. Because they're making a movie where the world's going to end by an asteroid. Well, we need one, too, to compete.
Okay. Is it always the first one that comes out is the better one?
No, because Deep Impact came out first, but Armageddon came out second, and Armageddon's way better than Deep Impact.
Yeah, well, as far as like the writing process, like Armageddon started getting made, and they made Deep Impact as an answer to Armageddon?
Yeah, but I don't know which one came first.
Oh, okay.
Just one of the movies, someone found out that there was an asteroid movie. Well, we need one too.
All right, so out of these two, Prestige and Illusionist, which one do you think was the one that was they were chasing?
I think they were chasing this one because he came off of Batman Begins, which was a hit.
Okay. So the Illusionist.
I hear the Batman
chasing.
Guy's doing a magician movie. Get on it. We need one.
Get the Hulk in here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Edward Norton.
Yeah. All right.
So the movie opens with my cocaine. Mm. I always, whenever he says his name, I hear him saying my cocaine. He's doing a trick for a little girl and he's explaining the rules of magic.
Yeah.
Every trick has the pledge, which is the audience is presented with an ordinary object. In this case, it's a bird or a parakeet. Then there's the turn where the object is turned from something ordinary to extraordinary. So he's in a cage and he pushes the cage. He covers it with a handkerchief.
Yeah.
And he pushes it down. It disappears.
Right.
And he goes, the third act is the toughest. That's the prestige. Because you can't just make an object disappear. You have to bring it back. And he pulls out a bird. The parakeet. And then you find out that, what is it? We're introduced to Christian Bale, Hugh Jackman.
Mm-hmm.
They work together at first as magicians.
Right.
And their trick with this older magician is Hugh Jackman's wife is going to be hanging over a thing. What are they called? The
suspension?
No. What is it that she winds up going into?
The tank?
Water tank. Okay. Yeah. They put her in a water tank. Her hands are tied and they cover it. And then within 30 seconds, she's completely out of the cage. And what an amazing trick.
Yeah.
No, wait, I went too far.
Fuck.
He's on trial. No.
It starts off because they're both picked out of the audience at random. Supposedly at random. They both come on stage. They're both tying her wrists. And I guess Batman has a different way of tying his knot than Wolverine does.
Yeah.
And that ends up being something
big.
Big mm-hmm. deal. Yeah, the whole... The way this
movie went... Okay, sorry. I know how the movie started.
Okay.
There's a lot of back and forth.
Where it's just all very confusing.
I'm sorry. This movie, it's shot non-linear.
Okay.
So it's going from present day to the past, to the future, to present day.
Yeah.
Christian Bale's on trial for killing Hugh Jackman.
Right.
Because Hugh Jackman's body was found in a water tank during a trick.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the only one there. So Michael Caine, who works under Hugh Jackman as his engineer, who designs this trick.
Yeah.
He's saying, yeah, I'm pretty sure he had a hand in it because this water tank wasn't part of the trick that he had. He must have moved it there.
Right.
So he goes to jail for this. So he's facing trial. So then it flashes back to how they first met. And then that's where this comes up.
Okay.
We see that they're magicians who are starting off in London in the, what would you say, 1880s, 1870s, somewhere in this time period.
I would say turn of the century.
Turn of the century, London.
Yeah.
And...
2006 has happened.
No.
Oh, no.
No. So they're told by Michael Caine, there's a Chinese man who does an amazing trick.
Right.
Go down there and watch it. So he wobbles to the stage. Concept. Yeah. He wobbles to the stage.
Well, he's an old man.
He's an old man.
He's just wobbling around.
He's hunched over and he's wobbling to the stage.
Yeah.
And he has the handkerchief and he's shaking it and boom, a giant
fish bowl
filled with water is on the table. And they cuts to them observing him. And Christian Bale goes, "This is the trick here. He has it between his legs at, the whole time, but when he's leaving, this is the trick. He's living the life of his of his trick.
He walks around like that all the time.
To trick people, to make him think that he's just a crippled old man."
Right. Much like that guy from Game of Thrones, like the old rickety man. At one point, he starts doing like somersault or something crazy. Like, all right. That's the whole, his whole life, he's putting this persona on. Mm-hmm. So people believe this is how he is all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when he hobbles out on stage that way, holding the fish tank between his legs. No, that's just how he walks.
Yeah.
They don't think anything of it. It's fucking brilliant.
And then the next scene, you have Hugh Jackman with a fishbowl that's empty, and he has a hard time walking with it.
Yeah.
And he goes, "My God, this guy's legs must be, like, super muscular."
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things about this that reveal, I think, the magic mentality and whatnot, where there's there's a lot that goes into this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also kind of sad about certain parts, about all the dead things that end up happening.
Yeah. I remember I saw this movie back in 2006 and I really liked it just for the idea because I'm really into magic.
Oh, yes.
My friend, he's a member of the Magic Castle in Hollywood.
Oh, yes. We got to do that still. God damn it.
Yeah. So I've been there a lot of times and I've seen shit like this up close.
Okay.
And it's amazing how these guys do these tricks because magic is real.
Right.
But they're just so good with sleight of hand. And keeping you distracted, you don't see what they're doing.
Yeah.
With the card or the dice or the whatever.
Did you ever have a magic set growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. I had one too. I just bought one for my daughter even. She was all excited about it. And I kept telling her, all right, when you do this, look in the mirror. You got to watch yourself so you can see yourself doing all these things. Yeah. Magic has always been fascinating to me. So in general, this movie was a plus because of that same thing.
Yeah.
So the whole like behind the scenes type of things they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very good. Very cool.
I've never done this. I've always wanted to go to a magician who performs at the castle and be like, "Oh, that thing where you brought the card back, was that the Prestige?" He'll be like, "Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd."
Yeah.
"Well, I noticed on the pledge that the dice was red."
That's so irritating. It's like I work in the printing industry, and so people come in like, and they know a little bit about it. Like, "Oh, the DPI on this film, I made sure that it was all Sigma K for you." And like, all right, thanks, guy. You can leave.
Do you know who John Panette is? Comedian?
He's a comedian. I know that much.
Heavy guy. He passed away last year. He has a funny bit where he talks about how he was performing on the road, and they had a rib festival.
All right.
And he went to the rib festival, and there was huge lines. He goes, "Why are there lines? People are just getting ribs." "I'll tell you why there's lines. Because people watch the rib cooking show and they think they're the experts. Oh, what kind of vinegar is used in your sauce? What kind of spice rub do you use? Get out of the line."
Everyone wants to sound like they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, everybody wants to sound like, "Oh, yeah, I'm in.
I'm part of the industry, you know."
Yeah.
I saw the Prestige.
Mm-hmm.
I know how it works.
Yeah, yeah. You have David Bowie doing your tricks, right? So they, like Adam said, The main trick that they're doing together as a team is they both get called out randomly, air quotes, by Hugh Jackman's wife.
Each time coming on with like a different mustache or a different hat.
They're in disguise every time.
Yeah.
And Christian Bale ties up. It's Christian Bale's job to tie the knots, which are supposed to be escape proof.
Right.
And they hook her to a chain they hook her up and they pull her up and she drops in there and then they cover it.
Yeah.
But this time Christian Bale put the wrong knot on.
Yeah.
For some strange reason.
Is he, like, alcoholic at this point?
Who?
Christian Bale?
No.
No? Am I thinking about the illusionist?
Yeah.
You're thinking of
the illusionist.
Crap.
Because I don't know if we should say the twist now.
Oh, no. I'm thinking about this movie. With isn't Hugh Jackman something? There's some alcohol?
This is later on after. Okay. Don't worry about
it. No. His twin.
Yeah.
For the when they break apart and Hugh Jackman does the disappearing man trick.
Yeah.
They get a double who's a drunk.
Okay.
So it's not Hugh Jackman who's drunk.
Almighty.
It's his double.
All right.
Yeah.
There's so much back and forth in this movie.
I know. There's so many twists.
I'm trying to keep straight.
Yeah. There's so many twists and turns in this movie.
Yeah.
The end has three twists.
I like it.
I don't know if we should say them now or
the Prestige.
This is the setup right now, all
right? Right now, we're in the pledge.
We're in the pledge. Yeah, let's pledge the movie. We'll get to The Prestige after The Prestige. Huh?
After the turn.
Movie, you see? Mm. We gotta keep The Prestige of The Prestige.
Yeah. Which I was going to bring that up too. I said if you analyze this movie, the twists that pop up at the end, they are the prestige of Nolan's act.
Right. It's all good.
That's why film nerds fucking suck this guy's
dick,
dude. You know
what? As we're talking about, I'm getting more excited about it.
Okay.
So I think maybe I did like the movie more than I thought I did.
Okay. Wife drowns.
Yeah.
Wrong knot. Mm. Michael Caine, he stands with, when you first see this trick, he has an axe next to him backstage.
Yeah.
With a stopwatch.
Right.
Or what a stopwatch is back then.
Yeah.
Because they'll turn the century. And she's supposed to be out by the time he's looking at it. So they take the thing off and she's there drowning, pushing against the glass. He tries to break it open. So you have Batman and Wolverine. Do you see where my logic here is?
Yeah.
Who could have easily wielded that axe.
Yeah.
But they have Michael Caine.
Yeah, they got the butler.
Why does Wolverine just get the axe and just smack at it?
You can have like one of a batarang, break it open. You can with the claws. No, get the butler in here with the cane.
Shouldn't they know that this thing is thick? So it takes. Why do you only have one guy with an axe? Why don't you have a whole crew of guys with axes
hitting
the thing if you know how thick this is, just in case?
Well, there's also the whole thing about we practice this a lot. This is our job.
Yeah.
We're not going to do it wrong. But then again, you got life in the balance. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, Michael Caine should have told a bunch of other guys get in there instead of him doing it himself. Yeah, I agree. Bunch of stagehands, dudes, it's fucking on, get in there.
Well, guns exist in this world.
Oh yeah.
Why don't you just have a gun?
Right.
So that way it can break through easier.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so Christian Bale's blamed.
Yeah.
And at her funeral, Hugh Jackman asks him, "Why? What knot did you tie?" And Christian Bale goes, "I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't remember."
Yeah.
He goes, How could you not remember? Then it cuts to the future. We're still in the past, but this is where it gets confusing. Hugh Jackman's reading a novel. Not a novel, a journal.
A journal.
He's reading, you find out it's Christian Bale's journal.
Yeah.
And this is going to unlock the secret of Christian Bale's greatest trick. You don't know what it is yet. You just know it's going to be a trick that he's performing that's the best trick he's ever seen.
Yeah.
And he meets his wife, Christian Bale. He meets a girl, and he does the trick with the parakeet.
Yeah.
Her nephew discovers that there's two of them.
Yeah.
That there's two birds.
So every single time that trick is performed,
a bird gets crushed. Bring another one out. Because the little kid goes, he's perfectly all right. He goes, what about his brother?
Like, oh, shit. Yeah.
He goes, which we find out is the little girl, his kid is the little girl that Michael Caine was doing the trick for in the beginning.
I missed that. Nice. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is when this is when they start doing the impressive trick called the transporter man.
Well, no, before that they go solo,
right?
Yeah.
And Christian Bale does the bullet catch trick.
Okay,
where he gets a gun. And he goes, someone fire a bullet at me and I'll catch it. As he's prepping, this is the old school gun. We have to put gunpowder in there and push it down.
Yeah,
and stuff.
The ball bearing, you got
to
push it. Yeah.
Yeah. So he turns it so the ball bearing falls in his hand and he gives it to him. And he always told, he told his wife, this is dangerous because some asshole can put a penny or a marble or a bullet in here.
Right.
So he goes, how about you, sir? And he gives it to this guy.
Yeah.
He goes, do your will. And then it's Hugh Jackman in disguise. And he goes, what knot was it? And Chris Bale's like, oh, fuck. And he goes, I honestly don't know. And he fires.
He went from being very confident in this trick to being like, oh, put the gun down, sir.
Yeah.
Come on.
But he can't break. He has to be like, and he shoots him, and he loses his pinky and his ring finger on his left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah. Well, I'd be the same way, I feel like. I think you killed my wife, I'm coming after you.
Yeah.
And I'm coming after you hard.
And this begins the one-upsmanship between them. Like, each one of them starts sabotaging the other's tricks.
Yeah.
And Michael Caine designs – it's a better take on the parakeet getting crushed.
Mm-hmm.
Because Michael Caine mentioned something that, oh, people know that the parakeet's getting crushed. But I've developed something where the two people hold the cage.
Yeah.
So that way they can feel that it's not getting crushed.
Yeah. And the whole cage disappears.
And it keeps the bird alive.
Right.
And like it's supposed to like disappear up his sleeve or something. Yeah, yeah. The cage is supposed to break down or something. So they go up there. And now Christian Bale's a disguise. And he does something to the cage. So when he crushes it, a woman's fingers get crushed.
Yeah. Instead of like going into his arm, like he maybe puts like a toothpick in there or something.
That throws it off.
Change the way that it folds. And
And her fingers wind up getting crushed.
And the parakeet gets like incinerated.
Yeah. I was surprised you didn't see like feathers just fly up in the air.
Yeah. So they're going back and forth. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. Well, it's fun to see Wolverine and Batman go at it.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
There's really three storylines happening here. It's going to be confusing just going back
and forth. There's so many layers.
The first, yeah. That's why, because it's a trick.
Yeah.
The whole movie's a trick.
It is.
Okay. The first storyline is the present, which is the murder trial.
Right.
Hugh Jackman was killed, and Christian Bale's accused of killing him somehow.
Yeah. Right.
Because he drowned in there. I don't know if I mentioned this. He fell through the top of the stage into this water tank, but then it closed and it sealed and it locked itself.
Yeah.
So he's on trial for that. Second storyline in this timeline is Colorado. Hugh Jackman is traveling from London to Colorado to find Tesla, Nikola Tesla.
Right.
The guy who actually existed. He invented alternating currents. He was Thomas Edison's rival. He has his journal because the journal will unlock the secret. And the secret, the word, what is it called? The cipher? The cipher to unlock the encryption is Tesla. So he goes to see Tesla to build me, because in the journal.
Tesla helps Batman with something.
He helped.
Not Batman.
No, in the journal, he finds out that Tesla built an object for Christian Bale.
Right.
That'll help him do his trick.
Right.
So he's trying to Batman wants the same machine built for him.
Right.
And then the other timeline in this storyline. Fucking confusing.
Yeah.
Is them going back and forth trying to
getting to the point where they are now separated by jail and whatnot. Like, all right, there's an origin story, there's a current day story, and then there's the futuristic, which I guess should be present.
Yeah.
Technically.
The future is the present.
Right. So there's the present, there's the past, and then there's the further past.
Yes.
Okay.
Got it.
And Christian Bale, Hugh Jackman has his engineer, Michael Caine,
mm-hmm.
and Christian Bale has his engineer, who's I forgot his name. Borden. No, Borden is his name. What's his?
Angier.
No, Angier is Hugh Jackman.
Oh, jeez.
What the fuck's his name? Anyway, he's the guy who's always with him, who has a beard and glasses and a top hat. Like that's his guy who helps design all the tricks for him.
Right.
Now, Adam, they go to the transported man.
Yes.
Christian Bale designs the transported man trick.
Right.
Why don't you explain what this trick consists of?
The transported man, there's like these two like TARDIS looking things, like phone booths.
Okay.
The cabinets.
Phone booths, lavatories.
Yeah. Where Batman goes into one. He's got a rubber ball that he has in his hand. He's bouncing it around. He goes into this one cupboard on one side of the stage. He bounces the ball, goes into the cupboard. And then on the other side of the stage, there's another cupboard that he pops out of and catches the ball. The same bouncing ball that he did.
Yeah.
And so as far as timing goes, for him to get from one cupboard to the other seems practically impossible, which is what the trick is.
Yeah.
So the man gets transported from one area to the other area, and it's amazing. Nobody knows how it works.
Yeah. And Christian Wolverine says, no, it has to be complex. And Cocaine's like, yeah, I'm telling you, it's a bloody double. It's a bloody double. Somebody who looks like him. And he goes, no, it's too simple. It has to be complex. He goes, listen, I don't know what to tell you. Old chap, but it's a body double. So they're going to create a trick like his,
mm-hmm.
but I like how Batman fucking movie does his trick.
With the bouncy ball?
Yeah. You have a door at a different angle. So you can see that once you walk, enter through the door, you can see that nobody can walk out. Like there's a big gap between the two doors.
Exactly. Yeah. He calls it the real transported man, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New transporter.
Is the new one? Okay. Wolverine's showmanship, I think, is much, much better for sure.
Yeah.
At one point, he's got the hat. He throws the hat across the stage in the air. He walks through the door to nowhere, comes out the other door from nowhere. He catches the hat.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Well, that's what Michael Caine says a scene before. Because when they first show the trick, you don't actually see Christian Bale. The first time you see the trick,
mm-hmm.
Batman opens the door. And he throws the ball, and it cuts to Hugh Jackman's reaction, like, oh, my God. And he's explaining it. And Michael Caine says he's a great magician, but he's not a good showman. Like, that, it's an amazing trick, but he doesn't know how to sell it. He goes, but you know how to sell stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Right, right.
So they start looking for a double, and that's where the drunk guy comes in. They find a guy who looks dead on, like exactly like him.
Yeah.
Like Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, in a bar with a beard, all crazy and drunk, and then they shave him up. And this was pretty hilarious, where he comes in all stumpy, like, I don't know what to do. He's like, all right. Now, puts the show on, and he goes straight sober.
He's like, hello, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Now, the way this trick works is, because we still don't know how Christian Bale's trick works, but Hugh Jackman, the way his trick works is, as soon as he opens the door, an opening on the stage opens, he falls through, and he lands on a... what does he fall on? Bags?
It's mattresses or something like that.
Yeah.
Like
something that breaks his fall. And then, as soon as that opens, the double rides up on an elevator, and he comes out, and he catches the thing, and Scarlett Johansson, he hires Scarlett Johansson to be his assistant / lover. Mm-hmm. They're like, woo!
He hires her to be the lover?
Well, yeah, like, they eventually hook up.
Yeah, yeah. That was good phrasing. Hires her to be the assistant / lover.
Yeah. And just... See, this is how it is at the Magic Castle. You see something so fucking amazing, but then if you were to learn the actual way they did it, it's like, like, it's elaborate how he does it, but if you were to tell the audience, oh, he just falls and another guy just rises, they'd be like, oh, that's it?
Yeah. That's kind of a cool thing that Penn and Teller does on their shows. Like, there's one thing to do with the cups, where the whole, I'll put one ball into this cup, move it around, there's now two balls, blah, blah, blah. And they explain the whole trick, and they do it with clear cups, so you can see it happening while it happens still. Mm-hmm. But the way they do it is, like, it's still impressive. Even though they're breaking down the whole, like, all right, this is not really a trick. This is – it's easily done. This is how we're doing it. But then they do it with clear cups, and it's still fun.
You're like, oh, do it again.
Yeah, right. What? A potato?
There's another act of sabotage here, guys. Scarlett Johansson is sent to spy on Christian Bale for Hugh Jackman, but she winds up falling in love with him. And they start hooking up.
Even though they married.
Even though Christian Bale's married with this chick who keeps saying, oh, you love me today. Oh, you didn't love me yesterday.
There's a lot of double agent stuff happening. Everyone's got their hand in somebody else's
prestige.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Hold on. Well, we're still in the pledge at this point.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So the way Christian Bale sabotages Hugh Jackman's trick is fucking brilliant, dude. He intercepts him at the bar and gets him fucking wasted.
Yeah.
So he can't show up. So Hugh Jackman does the thing. He throws the hat across and he opens the door and boom, he lands on just concrete.
Yeah.
Because in the Colorado scenes, you see him limping with a cane and you see why.
Yeah.
Because he landed straight on his knee. So then Christian Bale's on the elevator and he salutes him and he goes up and he walks out the door and he's like, huh?
What?
And he tried to open the door and he's like, uh-oh. And he picks up the hat, and he's like, And then the drunk Hugh Jackman is coming down. Like, he had him tied up.
Tied up.
Yeah. And he comes down from the top of the stage, and he goes, come across the street to see the real Transported Man trick only tonight. Everyone's like, I fucking love
it. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was very well done.
The way he sabotaged that trick was genius.
Yes. Yeah.
Genius. So, another act of sabotage. Mm. Christian Bale says he's going to want to learn how to do this trick. Give him this diary.
Right.
This diary is going to, quote unquote, air finger signs.
Yeah.
It's going to contain the secrets to my Transported Man trick.
Yeah.
So he gives Hugh Jackman the diary. Like, oh, I stole this from him. It has all his tricks, but it's encoded.
Yeah. But doesn't she, like, go back and forth as far as, like, I'm double crossing you, but I'm not double crossing you?
Yeah.
He wanted me to give this to you, but I'm giving it to you because I want to, not because he told me to.
Yeah.
He's telling me to do this, and I'm doing it because he doesn't tell me, but he did tell me.
I'm secretly double crossing you because I was told to by Christian Bale.
Right. I'm double crossing him at the same time I'm double crossing you. So.
But I'm secretly not double crossing you.
I'm on somebody's side here.
There is a side, I think.
I think if you read the book, you'll find out which side I'm on. I don't know. There's a code for the sides.
Yeah. They discover that. Hugh Jackman discovers that the cipher, which is, I don't know if you're familiar how encryption goes.
No, not so much.
Anything that's encrypted, there's a cipher, which
I think you get a ring in a cereal box all the time where you match up letters and
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, the cipher.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The cipher is the thing you need to encode everything.
So basically,
it's a legend.
Exactly.
Exactly. Oh, it's a legend. The cipher is a legend. In this case, it's Tesla. So I think the way that works is every letter that starts with a T represents this, an E, an S, an L. Like, that's the idea behind a cipher.
Jesus.
Yeah, so that's why it takes him so long to decipher his whole journal.
It's not like you pull every T becomes an E and every E becomes an S or every L becomes
that's
an A.
One cipher that could exist.
Oh,
see, but my guess also is that journal that's been ciphered, Bale would give to Jackman. Mm-hmm. To so because I know because he knows he'd be so obsessed with it
mm-hmm.
that it would leave Bale alone for a while.
Yeah,
yeah. Another possible plan.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out I used to make ciphers then when I was a kid.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a TV show called Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Writer, W-R-I-T-E-R.
Yes, yes.
Not Nicholas writer who not, writes the book.
Right, yeah. Yes. Not the Cage. Shady Nicolas Cage. So I started making codes because there was something in that show. One of the episodes was about a code thing. So I started making a bunch of codes for me and my sister and then a different code for me and my cousin and whatnot. And we give each other, all right, so A is N and the N is blah, blah, blah. What's the point of the story? No. I know what cipher means, it turns out.
Yay! Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Nikola Tesla is the rival of Thomas Edison,
mm-hmm.
and he goes to see him, and he wants him to build the exact same machine that Christian Bale got.
Right.
And he tells him, I never built him a machine. So he goes to his handy-dandy guide.
A notebook.
Notebook. And he discovers that it was all a scam. Christian Bale even tells him, yeah, you're probably reading this, and there is no machine.
Yeah.
Have fun in America, dummy. Ah. So he goes back to Tesla, and he tells him, there has to be something you can create for me. And he goes, well, I can create you something, all but... Right. You have to consider the cost. And he goes, money's not an option. He goes, no, you must consider the cost mm-hmm. of such an object. So he builds him a machine that can duplicate whatever is put in it.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. So they're testing it on hats, the right. magician hat.
Yeah.
And he brings him in. Andy Serkis, Gollum, is his assistant.
Yeah.
And he brings him in. He goes, hey, we made a development. I think it works now. So they bring him in and they zap the hat and nothing happens.
Yeah.
And Tesla's like, interesting.
Yeah.
This is weird. I thought it was supposed to work. He goes, I'm paying you all this money for this.
And yeah.
He leaves and he goes back to the Colorado to Tesla a few days later and the whole place is burned down. Thomas Edison sent his goons to destroy Tesla's work
yeah.
because they were rivals in real life.
Right.
They didn't like each other. But before his facility got destroyed, he actually built a machine that can work supposedly and he gave it to Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
And there's a letter that says, I had to retreat back to my homeland. I have one piece of advice. Destroy this machine. Do not turn it on. Don't use it. It right. actually works.
Yeah.
And he's like, whatever. So he goes back to London and he...
At this point, does he discover the hats?
No.
No?
That's the last shot of the movie. When you see all the hats in the forest. That's the very last shot of the movie.
Oh, no. I fucked up the prestige.
No. It's all right. It's all right.
You're a horrible magician.
It's all right. What winds up happening is Christian Bale's wife, she starts like, it looks like she's slowly going insane.
Right.
Like, it looks like she's becoming a drunk now.
Yeah.
Yeah, to try to deal with whatever it is that's happening.
Yeah. It's like almost like she knows a secret about Christian Bale that she's not saying. Yeah.
Which she actually does, it turns out. But we'll get to that.
We'll get to that because right now we're in The Pledge.
Right.
Now the movie's starting to become The Pledge. Because you're starting to see things where you're like,
yeah.
What's happening here?
Things seem to be falling into place somehow. We're mm-hmm. not sure how yet. We're mm-hmm. like, I think I got an idea about it. Turns out I don't have an idea. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be another idea?
Right.
She winds up killing herself, Sarah.
Right.
The wife to Christian Bale. There's one thing we forgot to mention, too.
Okay.
In the present day, Christian Bale, while he's in jail, there's a lawyer who keeps going to him that says, Lord Caldlow wants to know your trick.
All right.
And he goes, who's Lord Caldlow? He goes, he's just a man who's interested in magic. And he's willing to buy the trick off of you for, you know,
right.
thousands and thousands of dollars.
And that'll help you set up against the whatever. He's struggling for something. Or is he also offering freedom or something?
No, he says your daughter will be taken
care
of.
That's what it was.
So
yeah.
At least before you get executed.
Yeah, you'll know she's fine.
You'll know she's fine. And he goes, well, I'd have to think about it. That's very key.
Yeah.
It relates to the prestige.
Yeah.
Okay. So... Hugh Jackman goes back to London,
yep.
and he starts performing the trick.
Yeah, the real transporter.
The
man.
Real transporter man. He sits in the middle of this machine, and he gets hit with this like
Tesla looking
yeah. purple electricity.
Right,
and he disappears. And
if you play Red Alert at all, it's like a Tesla coil shocking the infantry as it walks up and incinerating them. That's what it looks like.
You're a horrible human being.
Yeah, and he appears on the other side of the room.
Yeah,
but like he appears
on the balcony.
In the balcony.
Yeah.
In the far left wing of the building.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh my God, this is truly the transported man
right.
trick.
Right.
But there's a secret behind this trick.
Mm.
There's a secret that we don't know what it is yet.
Right. Something's happening.
Something's happening because at the end of the night, a blind man is pulling something that looks like a water tank.
A giant tank.
And they're taking it to a warehouse.
Right.
Because Christian Bale's homeboy, his homie, the guy who builds all his tricks, his engineer with the beard,
mm-hmm.
he's following him around and he's like, what the hell's happening here?
Yeah.
There's a big secret behind this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it starts like, all right, here it comes.
We're coming towards the prestige here.
Yeah.
Because Christian Bale's found guilty and he's said to be hung.
Yeah, it's over.
So he tells his little girl, you know, daddy's not coming home for a while. Have my homie here take care of you.
Yeah.
Just do it, whatever he says. So he tells him, call the lawyer. I'm going to sell him all my tricks so she can be taken care of.
Yeah.
And, are we at the prestige?
I think we are.
Okay. Here we are. So it's his execution day. Lord Codlow shows up and it's Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
But Hugh Jackman's dead, you say?
Right.
Ah.
Turns out
we don't know why yet.
Right. It's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like he shows up and Christian Bale's like, what the hell?
That's got to be the craziest. I'm about to die because I killed you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah. And he grabs the little girl and he goes, here, you're coming with me. He goes, I decided to adopt your daughter. She'll live a comfortable life with
me. Good God.
And he tells the guard, look, you see him? He's the man in the morgue. Like, he's alive. And he goes, I'm Lord Codlow. I have no idea who you are, sir.
Right.
And he got the trick. And he goes, wait, here's the trick. And he has the solution on the piece of paper. And he goes, eh. And he crumples up the paper and he throws it back at him. He goes, I don't care anymore. I have a better trick now.
He got you. He's like, all right, I won already.
I got you.
Doesn't matter what your trick is. Mm-hmm. You're going to die. I got your kid. You're going to die miserable.
Yep. Knowing that I won.
Yeah.
Knowing that I finally won.
So good.
Now, here we go.
All right, even more.
Here we go.
Goes deeper.
He shows up. And Michael Caine says, yeah, I was told to drop this machine off for Lord Codlow. Oh, my God, you're alive. He goes, I couldn't keep you involved. He goes, I saw you lying on a table dead.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're standing here alive. And he goes, I couldn't get you involved in the trick. He goes, how are you doing this? How are you doing this?
Right.
And he goes, I can't say. So here it is, guys. The prestige.
Yeah.
The big turn.
Yay!
We've seen the turn. We've seen the pledge.
Yeah.
Now it's on to the prestige. They're putting the rope on Christian Bale.
Yep.
And they're set to execute him. They're set to hang him. And he goes, do you have any last words? Abracadabra. And then they pull it and his neck gets snapped.
Yeah.
Cut to Hugh Jackman in the warehouse where all those water tanks are.
Yeah.
And he hears a noise and he goes, Cutter? That's Michael Caine's voice.
Right.
And you see someone walking and boom, he gets shot in the chest area.
Yeah.
And he goes down. And the ball, there's a ball rolling towards him.
Yeah.
And Christian Bale picks it up. And you're like, what the fuck?
Is that bouncing ball?
It's the bouncing ball thing again.
Yeah.
Like the Transporter Man trick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, my God. It was a double. A brother. A twin brother. And he goes, that's correct.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to all the things. His homeboy.
Right.
That was his twin brother.
The guy with the ridiculous looking mustache, which the whole time you think that's fake.
Yeah.
That's a fake mustache for sure. But I don't know why it's so mm-hmm. fake. It's Christian Bale the entire time.
Yeah.
And it cuts to the part where when he gets his hand blown off by Hugh Jackman, he shows him having to cut off his own fingers to
keep
match
the illusion going.
This is the Chinese man thing. The Chinese man walking around.
This is the trick.
Yes. He
has to live two lives to keep the trick going.
And this is why the wife knew, you love me today, you don't love me today. Because his actual husband has a look. I know this look. I've seen this look in personal experiences.
Yeah.
That you can tell there's emotion behind eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So he could see, all right, that's my husband. He loves me. This is now the twin brother mm-hmm. doesn't love me. So the wife kind of knew about it the entire time.
Which is, you could say why she hung herself.
Right, exactly.
Because she discovered that they're twins.
Exactly.
And then he explains that I loved Scarlett Johansson and then my brother loved Sarah.
Yeah.
The wife. And he goes, so that's one twist.
Yeah.
The first twist is that Christian Bale has a twin.
Right.
And it was that homie the whole time.
Well, the first twist is Hugh Jackman's alive.
Okay, that's the first twist. Sorry. Second twist is that Christian Bale has a twin.
Yeah.
Which, and then they show you how the original Transporter Man works. Then they show you a second Christian Bale coming out the door, catching the ball.
Right.
And then the third twist.
Ooh.
The third twist is Tesla's machine actually works.
Yes.
But it copies him.
Right.
And he appears on the other side of the room. So he goes, well, here's how my trick goes. And the first time he turned it on, he got zapped, and then a clone popped up. Or was he actually transported?
I think the way I think it happened was it was set up the way that the parakeet was,
mm-hmm.
where there's already two of them. They use the box maybe earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. So he creates a clone. So one guy goes in, and he's already set to die while the other guy is over here. Or
No. So this is how the trick works. The actual let's forget the first time you see it, because they after that they cut to the actual trick happening.
Yeah,
there's still a trap door, because when you get zapped, you don't disappear. You're left there, but a copy is made on the other side of the room.
So, but how do they control where that copy comes up?
I don't know.
I believe it's done based upon distance.
Because I was thinking that they already used the machine earlier to make a clone. So the guy that goes in, he has to die. So
they explain
the
in
person
the movie,
who's standing on stage dies.
Right.
But you don't know if it's the clone or if it's actual Hugh Jackman who dies time.
Yeah, they explain it every
time. That's
what
I mean.
They explain it that every time he walks into there, he doesn't know if he's going to be going to come out.
Oh.
They explain that.
If I'm going to be the man in the box or the man who comes out.
So it creates two of them. One stays there, one will go somewhere else.
Yes.
Either case, he can be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So but I feel like that's just like, metaphorically speaking, like you guys saw the 6 Day with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
no. Okay, well they clone him, and his clone doesn't know if he's really him or if he's the clone, but he's got some shit in his eye. So what I think is the clone thinks he's the real guy, but it's not really him. So every single time, the same thing always happens.
Yes,
but he doesn't know where he picks up and leaves off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the real Hugh Jackman dies every single time.
Yeah.
The clone keeps living.
Yes.
Right, but in his mind, he's not sure if he's the clone or he's not the clone, but he's always the clone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they show the first time he turns the machine on.
I just confused the hell out of myself.
Yeah, he gets zapped, and then the Hugh Jackman clone is on the other side of him, and he picks up the gun, the clone, and he goes, "No, wait, I'm," and then he gets shot, killed. So the way the trick goes, the person on stage falls into this water tank and drowns to death. So there's no witnesses there's no proof that there's a second man exists, which is why they need a blind man to pull him out, because the blind man can't see that there's a Hugh Jackman
in there. It seems like a really excessive way to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn, that's brutal, man. Yeah. That is fucking brutal.
But he's doing it because that's how his wife died earlier in the movie. She drowned in that same water tank.
Yeah. So poetic, but still, goddamn it.
Yeah.
Considering that he does it every night.
If you had to die, like in that situation, how would you choose?
I mean, you just said I've had to drown. How would I choose?
If you had to die, not drown. Oh. If you had to die, choose a mode of death. Drowning, bullet to the head. What do you got?
I'd rather have bullet.
I would think bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because it's quick.
But then again, you can't have that loud noise underneath the stage every single night.
That's true.
Ugh. Oh well, man.
Actually, you could. With all that electricity and sound going off, you could.
Okay, make a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe make your clone fire a gun in the air. That draws the attention.
Yeah, just make him look different for the rest of his life.
Oh, man.
Well, wouldn't the clone have the same memories and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he'd try to be like, no, I'm the real one. No, I am. Anyway, that's how the trick is performed.
Right.
And Hugh Jackman dies, and the place gets set on fire by Hugh Jackman's lantern.
Right.
So the lights come on.
By the way, the way that Christian Bale got charged with murder, because he was there to try to discover the trick. And he saw this happening. He saw one of the Hugh Jackmans dying, and then he tried to save him.
To save him.
Yeah, but so he was like, in essence, fucking up the trick.
Yeah,
and also exposing it. So like, shit, we're screwed.
Uh huh.
He's dead there. So this has to now go through with it. We can't do the trick anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, it goes back to that same scene from the beginning with Michael Caine doing the parakeet trick to the girl. And now we know that's his daughter. And now Christian Bale walks in the room to pick up his daughter.
Yeah.
And they walk away all happy. And then it cuts to back in that warehouse.
Yeah.
And the place is burning. The lights start coming on. And you see just rows of the water tanks of dead Hugh Jackmans floating there.
Right.
Yeah.
Then it goes black. And then it shows the outside of the
Tesla in Colorado.
Tesla lab, and you see a bunch of clones of hats all over the place.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, so it worked.
Then it goes directed by Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. So the machine worked the entire time. They didn't know where the hats were popping up.
Yeah. They just didn't know that it was transporting it to another place,
right.
the clone. Mm.
All right. I changed my mind. I like this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. It's good.
Yeah.
Good cast.
Yeah, but it's like I was saying, it progresses. The whole thing just progresses and happens. There's not a whole lot of time to, I guess,
cipher, like
maybe
use a cipher to figure everything out.
Yeah. And I think because also maybe since I already seen it before, watching it this time was like I already – the procedure's already done for me, so I already knew what to expect, so I was just watching it happen. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why this time it didn't seem so well. But now that we're talking about it, yeah, I'm getting all excited.
Yeah. You want to watch it again?
I want to – Maybe.
How does it feel to review a good movie on the show?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Was there a turnoff moment in this movie?
No, not at all. Like I said, this is just it's hard to find a turnoff moment when you're entertained.
Mm-hmm.
Like first of all, you got Hugh Jackman. I mean, I love Wolverine. I love the Batman, the new mm-hmm. this version of it. So just seeing them on screen, I'm already like, all right.
You really got a thing for Men in Tights, don't you?
What?
Huh?
No.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Maybe.
Could this have taken place in your world?
Oh, absolutely.
Even with the machine?
Yeah.
Magic?
Yeah.
Well, it's not magic. It's science.
Yeah, man.
No. The movie. Okay, never mind.
What? Well, yeah, this wasn't far-fetched at all. I mean, yeah, you have to suspend some disbelief, but mm-hmm. I mean, no more than anything else any of the movie asks you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked it.
Okay. Nolan did this thing again, right? Where he had to make people wait. After The Dark Knight, everyone was like, oh, my God. Oh. When's the third one coming out? Well, I want to make a movie about guys who enter your dreams and steal from you.
Oh.
What? And then he made Inception.
So they had to wait for Bane to finish up Inception before we can get him in to be Bane?
Uh-huh.
That's preposterous.
Oh, God, that voice.
Do you remember when you cast me in Inception?
Yeah.
I was the con man, and now you want me to blow up a plane.
Although I think the voice, the more times I watched the movie, the less the voice bugged me. At the first time, I was like, this is stupid. I was so angry at the voice. And then over time, I'm like, all right, now I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
Although I didn't know who it was. Afterwards, everyone's telling me, oh, that guy was Bane. Like, bullshit, that was Bane. That is not Bane. That guy from Inception, fuck you. That's not Bane. There's no fucking way. I still don't believe it. I still can't picture it.
Mm.
Even though I've seen the proof, I don't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, so this movie was really good.
Yeah.
It was good how it was structured, how the storyline plays out.
Right.
And the movie is an actual, it's not figuratively, it's literally a trick.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because there is a pledge, a turn, and the prestige, and all the twists at the end, that's mm-hmm. the prestige.
Yeah.
But you're hit by one twist after the other.
Yeah, so many things happening. And then that's the essence of magic. There's so many things going on that you can't focus on one thing.
Uh-huh.
And that's how tricks happen.
Yeah. Yes.
Divert your attention over here. Oh, something's happening over here you didn't know about. That's what this movie did.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
And I remember the first time I watched it and I saw the twist that he had a twin brother.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. It makes so much sense now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause like I was saying, the ridiculous beard thing, I thought that the first time I watched, like, that's a stupid beard. That guy's, he's obviously somebody else. Uh-huh. But who is he? Is it Hugh Jackman? Maybe it's Hugh Jackman. No. Oh, shit. It's another Christian Bale. What? Yeah.
Surprise.
I knew something was up, but I had no idea what.
You got the right twin, just the wrong person.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the right idea.
Yeah.
Well, like I said at the top of the show, we have lots of opinions, but zero credentials. Now we're going to hear from people who actually have credentials, the critics.
All right.
We're going to go over some bad reviews and good reviews. So which ones do you want to hear first?
It's bad.
Okay. See,
but, well, how can you do it?
Kyle Smith of the New York Post said, the film's title is defined as the big finish to a magic trick, but the prestige of the prestige just lies there like an abracadabra.
Oh, wow. That was punny.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Kind of bad, too.
Real quick, before I read this next bad review, when I first saw this movie, I was thinking, okay, when he dropped him and he said, what are your final words? Abracadabra. And he dropped them and Christian Bale showed up.
Yeah.
I almost threw my hands, but they were like, what the fuck? Like, does that mean magic exists in this universe? Like, that's what I thought it was. Like, the whole time I was like, oh, get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Magic exists? And then when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's good.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, that's good.
All right, I'm back in.
Oh, another scene that I love that we didn't mention was when he was in the guard was fucking with Christian Bale, and he goes, if you're so good at magic, why don't you just get out of here? And he goes, maybe I'm just biding my time. And one day, and he has the ball in his hand, and he's like, one day, you'll see me and I'll disappear. And he makes the ball disappear, but then it falls out of his hand. So he goes down on the floor to try to get it, and the guard's like, aren't you a bloke? Look at you, you big dumb idiot. And then Christian Bale stands up, and he's like, hey, get over here. And then the guard, he chained the guard to the table, and all the prisoners like,
Yeah.
That was a badass scene.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Michael Phillips of the Chicago Tribune says, the prestige gets to be a bit of a grind after a while, despite all the finery and the elegantly detailed atmosphere.
I actually, no.
I don't think
no.
so.
Joshua Rothkopf of Time Out New York says, the who's bilking whom mind games make for compelling fun, but once the presto moment of the prestige is revealed, you're left with nothing but shattered illusions.
That's true, though. Because that's exactly what magic trick is. If you know the answer to the trick,
right, but
you wouldn't be amazed.
Yeah, that's not a negative thing. That's just factually true.
Yeah.
Peter Travers of Rolling
I don't like watching baseball because at the end of the game, everyone goes home.
What the fuck?
What, there's no after party?
Yeah. Peter Travers of the Rolling Stone says, there are nifty tricks galore up the sumptuous sleeve of this offbeat and wildly entertaining thriller.
This is positive, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's true. There's a lot of tricks up the sleeve here.
Yeah. And not off the sleeve, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know, right?
Behind the cupboard.
Yeah.
Claudia Puig of USA Today says, the prestige is wonderfully engrossing, darkly mysterious, and entertaining from start to finish.
Yeah. I don't know about start to finish. There's some parts that are a little slow, but because it's setting up some stories, you're like, mm-hmm. All right, it has to be there.
Yeah.
Roger Ebert of Chicago Sun-Times says, Jackman and Bale give standout performances as rivals whose mutual obsession destroys all sense of perspective and ruins lives.
This is true.
So he's just saying okay. Awesome performance.
Yeah.
I feel
this
like,
movie happened as we
yeah. I feel like in this movie, like they show the obsessions from Batman and Wolverine in the same movie. Haven't you noticed this? Like in mm-hmm. like in X-Men,
yeah.
Wolverine's obsessed with Jean Grey. He's obsessed with finding his
yeah, no, fight. There's a lot of intensity behind
exactly.
their motives.
I feel like they're just taking from that and just putting it into something that doesn't involve claws or tools.
Right. It involves rubber balls and parakeets.
And yeah.
And in Les Mis, he's obsessed with going back home.
Oh, yeah.
Kill Russell Crowe.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, man. That was a good one, too. I just finished watching that one.
Nice.
Rotten Tomatoes is a part of the show. Make the guys guess the score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. This is going to be one. This is going to be interesting.
If you're not familiar with Rotten Tomatoes, it's a website that accumulates the score of critics' ratings on movies across the internet, and they make them to one cumulative score. It's mm-hmm. averaged from 0 to 100. The scoring system goes like this. 0 to 59 is rotten. 60 to 84 is fresh. 85 and above is certified fresh. Do you guys want to guess the tomato meter, the critics, or the audience first?
Let's go with the audience.
All That's right. us. Okay. Give me a number.
I'm going for 87.
Oh.
Yes, I'm going high.
That is... Okay. I was in my ballpark. I'll go a little lower just because. I'll say 79.
92%.
Oh,
wow.
People love this movie.
Wow.
Because it's Nolan. Like, everybody sucks Nolan's dick. It's true. Everybody...
I forgot about all the dick sucking.
Yeah. What's a legitimately good
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, no, it is.
It's
yeah.
just, I feel like because it's Christopher Nolan, they're giving it, like, extra...
Dick sucking?
Brownie dick sucking points. Yeah.
Well, see, I was thinking, like, maybe this is almost too smart of a movie for certain people, so okay. they would have said no.
Okay.
But, oh, that makes me happy. 92? Okay. Good job.
Yay.
Now for the tomato meter, the audience. I'm not sorry. The critics.
Critics? They got to be more heavy-handed just because they're douches. I'll go 81.
Yeah? I want to one-up you.
Oh.
82.
Oh.
Oh, no.
81 and a half.
Your rival tomato meter guessing yep. guys.
Okay.
Like how
$1.
Rival magicians here.
Right.
You're going to sabotage the other person's
yeah.
tomato farm?
Dick.
I'm turn it to Mecco.
76% by the critics.
76 all, what?
76 by the critics.
All right.
So not as much love.
Yeah.
So you said 76 thing for the...
I think it's 79.
Oh, 79.
Yeah. So you said 79 for the audience.
Yeah.
So you're close.
So critics not so much with the dick sucking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trivia. I found some
What's
really good...
dick sucking?
I found two really good pieces of information.
Okay.
But let me get to these two first. Ricky Jay. I know who that is. I've seen him perform at the Magic Castle. He plays a magician in the film, and he coached Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale on how to do sleight of hand.
Oh, cool.
So all the card tricks they did,
yeah.
they were actually
nice.
Taught by a real magician how to do it.
Cool.
Alfred Borden, who's Hugh Jackman.
His butler.
Shit, one thing I forgot to mention. You know, there's a line that he says early in the movie. He tells his wife, he goes, oh, I actually am I come from a proper family, but Alfred Borden's a stage name because they don't want me to ruin... my family's good name.
Oh.
Lord Caldwell he's actually Lord Caldwell this whole time, but he's disguising himself
nice. All right.
from the beginning as Alfred Borden.
That's another prestige.
That's another like
wow.
twist.
So many
like,
things.
Yeah, turn.
Right?
Yeah.
So many layers. Alfred Borden takes on the stage name of the Professor. This is the nickname that was given to Di Vernon, the man many consider to be the best modern day sleight of hand magician.
Interesting.
D-A-I Vernon. Di Vernon.
Okay.
Di Vernon.
I feel like you can't say the best known sleight of hand thing if I've never heard of this.
Okay.
Well, yes, you have.
Oh, I have now.
Yeah.
This relates to the Asian magician.
Okay.
The old man. Chung Ling Su was a stage character created by a Caucasian American man.
I was about to say, it sounds like a made-up Chinese name.
William Ellsworth Robinson, who disguised himself as a Chinese man to cash in on audiences' enthusiasm for the exotic.
Hmm.
Robinson lived as Chung, never breaking character while in public. He died in March 1918 when a bullet catch trick went wrong. "My God, I've been shot," were both his last words and his first English he had spoken on stage in over 29 years.
Wow.
So this guy lived the
trick.
This
is based on a real character then?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is pretty cool.
Nice.
This next one, I couldn't believe it. The main character's initials spell Abra, Alfred Borden Robert Angier, as in abracadabra, a nice. Common word used by magicians.
Yeah, man. Abra is the first stage of the Alakazam.
And Abra was also...
Yeah, that's right.
And didn't he say abracadabra at the end of the...
His last words.
Yeah. Yeah.
The twin brother.
Interesting.
Abracadabra. Yeah.
Another fucking layer you never saw. Abra, A-B-R-A.
Yeah. Nice.
Time for stats. We want to put this film into perspective with other more successful films that were released this year so we can get a feel of how well financially it held up to its peers. Budget for this movie. How much do you think this movie cost to make?
Oh, my.
It looks nice, right? Like, it looks like they would spend a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Because of all the sets and everything?
Yeah, plus the because it's a timepiece, that's that's got to be expensive as shit, too. $120 million.
$90 million.
This cost $40 million to make.
What?
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
That's how much... The fucking Dr. Moreau cost.
Actually, it cost more because that was like $60 million in 1996 dollars.
Wow.
Go on. This is wow.
Okay.
That's impressive.
So this movie cost $40 million to make.
Well, unless they filmed it in places that already look like that. Like, I'm sure certain places of
Europe look like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for finishing my jumble statement. I couldn't get the words.
Wow. I read your mind.
It's magic. Oh my God.
How much money did this movie be made?
I feel like I haven't heard enough about it for it to have been that successful.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it was Batman and Wolverine and Alfred and Labyrinth.
Goblin King!
It reminds you of the Babe. God. I'm going to go with $120 million.
Okay.
$150.
In the U.S., it grossed $53 million.
Okay.
Foreign, it grossed 56.5, bringing its worldwide gross to 109.6 million.
All right.
So Adam is closer.
Boom.
Damn.
This movie debuted in first place on October 20th, 2006 with 14.8 million. The top three that week was this, The Departed at number two, and Flags of Our Fathers at number three. That was a Clint Eastwood World War II movie.
Yeah.
He made two of them.
Yeah, back to back, right?
Well, Flags of Our Fathers is World War II from the Americans' perspective, and Letters from Iwo Jima are the
Japanese
soldiers from their perspective.
That was an interesting concept.
Mm-hmm.
Not interesting enough for me to watch either of them, but
yeah.
But I enjoyed it, the idea.
This was the 61st highest grossing film of 2006. They didn't have a weird category for this. I'm surprised that there wasn't like movie involving magicians.
Right.
Who are rivals?
Superheroes.
What was the category?
There was no strange category. It's just in the year 2006, this was the 61st highest grossing film.
Okay.
The top five that year was Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest at one, Night at the Museum at two.
Oh, no.
Cars at three, X-Men Last Stand at four.
Okay.
And The Da Vinci Code at five.
All right. I'm okay with most of those.
I'm okay with Da Vinci Code. That's it.
Oh.
Yeah. Not Cars? Yeah, Cars was weak. That's Cars, the weakest of the Pixar
absolutely
movies.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. But it also has the nose in it.
I don't understand.
Oh, Wilson?
Yeah.
Owen Wilson.
I'm not a fan of his too much either.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's no nose in the movie, though.
Right. It would have been great if the car had like a dent in it in the hood the whole time.
Did he?
No. Adam, I watched this movie on Amazon.
Oh, good. Fantastic. I hope you used our website as a link.
I did.
If you go to our website, so cheesy. You go to our website first before you go to Amazon and iTunes to buy or rent things. Click on our banner. It'll take you directly to Amazon or iTunes. You continue as you were normally. Continue as you would normally, and it doesn't cost anything extra, but it helps support the show. Also, emails. Send us emails at spoilers@ratpackpodcast.com so we can hear your comments on our comments, suggestions for other movies. By the way, thanks to...
Kenya from Love?
Yes.
From Kenya from Love?
Yes, Mr. Martin, I believe.
Okay.
We'll get to more of your movies at another point. Little by little, we'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but thanks for writing. Appreciate it.
Yeah. We're now back to old business. We're going to start doing bad movies again.
Yeah.
So Adam can have a heart attack during them.
Right.
How bad they are.
Yeah, I don't think I had a vein pop out once during this entire time.
I know, right?
Because it's so amazing. That
I can guarantee
layers.
Exactly. I can guarantee you with my choice for the action hero that you will have like several veins.
Oh no, you got your guy.
I got my guy.
Who is it?
I promised. Because you know how we normally don't do anything really foreign.
Okay.
I think we should do something.
Oh, can I take a guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it Rain?
No.
Okay.
Ungbok.
That'd be funny, but no. Something that we can easily choose a character for.
Uh-oh. Jet Li?
No.
Is that racist?
Jackie Chan.
Yes!
Oh, no! He's got some stinkers, man.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But he had so many.
Right. All right.
We can make a choice pretty much a lot of them.
Yeah, all right. We'll figure out the next one, then.
The tuxedo with Jennifer Love Hewitt. Where he wears a tuxedo that gives him powers.
Yeah.
That's you ever see that?
Yeah, I've seen him all.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen one of those.
Well, Jennifer Love Hewitt is a... That was my first female celebrity crush.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know why I had to say female in there. That was my first...
Oh, because we all know who your first celebrity crush is.
Exactly. Bruce Willis. All right. Very good.
Oh, we got it in there, too. All right. Yeah.
No, we did earlier because I mentioned Kurt Russell was my boy, Bruce Willis was your
true.
Boy.
Oh, okay. So we did it twice.
Yeah, man.
You did Bruce Willis twice.
Yeah. Speaking of veins popping out.
Oh, bye.
Said too much.
So we'll figure out what the next one will be.
Yeah.
And then we'll post it online.
Yeah.
And that's it. Until next time, this is Hollywood.
I'm Maestro.
I'm Adam.